So Christmas is on Monday, and a lot of people are having their holiday parties, and we've all been given the instructions on how not to embarrass ourselves in front of the boss and, you know, various other advice about hanging on to your job in the new year and not misbehaving at the company party. But what do you wear to the company party? Well, this and other questions are why we turn to Sharon Haver. She's editor-in-chief of FocusOnStyle.com, and I'm delighted that she's with us today. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Carrie?
Good, thank you. I love your website.
Thank you.
FocusOnStyle.com. There is so much going on here.
Well, yeah, I'm a busy little girl. No time to mess around.
Indeed. And speaking of no time, you know, most of us will have to work a full day and then go out at night to, you know, whether it's our spouse's parties or our party or, you know, just a friend's birthday or whatever. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about keeping it simple and still looking great.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, also, we're also stressed out because we're running around like chickens without heads, getting presents and worrying about what to do. But in the process of running around, we often forget to worry about ourselves. And one of the easiest ways you can plan to look terrific and hot on for a holiday party is to simply take a few minutes and plan ahead and look in your wardrobe and see what you own that you may want to recycle from Christmas past, see what you need to buy, perhaps, see what you need to alter or take to the tailor, and just spend a few minutes looking at what you have and figuring out where to go from there. And that'll really simplify that last-minute hassle and freak out of what should I wear, where should I go, I don't have it, I wish I only had a black belt.
Yeah, I believe me, I am the poster child for that.
So am I, you know. And that's why I make such an effort to do it, because if I don't, I'm just confused.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, do I wear that black dress to work and tote a nice pair of shoes and maybe some different jewelry? I mean, how does that, what do I do?
I mean, it depends on the dress. It depends on the crowd. And there's so many of these beautiful jersey dresses out right now. They're either matte jerseys or wool jerseys. And it's a really pretty flowy fabric, and you can make so many different changes. You can wear it to work with a pair of simple pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Wear it to a more, like a hipper kind of party with a really pair of sexy high-heeled platform boots. Or you can put on some nice ankle-strap sandals and put on one big, beautiful accessory, like maybe a big silk flower, which is coming back in style again, and really make it look wow. So it's more the shape of the dress and the fabric as to how far you can go with it throughout the day.
Now, so many of these websites and certainly in the magazines focus on women who bear no resemblance to me. And not to say that I'm, you know, need a shoehorn to get through a doorway, but I'm
not.
No, me too. I just, you know, a lot of these, the clothes that are shown are for women who are much taller, much thinner, much younger than I am.
Well, you also have to look at them as inspiration. You can't look in a magazine at a model who's 6 feet tall and a size and 17 years old and say, wow, that would look like me when you're, you know, 38 years old and
yeah,
a size 12.
Exactly.
But you have to be able to say, well, you know, she's wearing a jersey mini dress, and I really like that dress, but I'm by no means mini skirt material. What do I do? And you go, well, let me look at another page, and, you know, they're wearing a mini dress as a tunic over jeans. And if I wear a pair of high heels, I look a little taller, so I get the look, but I've compensated for my figure, and I look better for it. So you really just need to look at these things as inspiration points and then figure out how to reinterpret them to work for you. Not to work for the pages in the magazine, but to work for you in your own reality.
That's often the hardest thing to do, is to translate what you see on the page.
Well,
now, how do you determine, like, all right, what's the silhouette for this season?
A lot of the silhouettes right now have big skirts, fuller skirts, and also looser dresses, which are a little bit above the knee. So they really, you know, camouflage a lot of figure flaws. But in the same token, if you have a chunkier midsection, you don't really want to wear a fuller skirt with a cinched in.
No, you don't.
You'll look even thicker. But then you need to know that I need to wear the same fullness, but maybe that sheath dress that's a little more flowy and a little, I hate that word, caftan. It's kind of Alan Carr.
Oh, it's a terrible word.
I know, but there's a new caftan out there now, and it's got the flow of it, but it's a simpler fabric, and it's really pretty. If you've got great legs, but you've got a big middle, it'll cover it. No one will know, and you'll show your assets. So it's, again, understanding which shape works for you and not being a fashion victim, but being, you know, sort of a fashion leader.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sharon Haver, the editor-in-chief of FocusOnStyle.com. One of the things that I liked on the site was your raves about different, you know, the style thing buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to talk for just a minute, and then we'll get back to the holiday, you know, wardrobes and how to feel better about going out when you didn't lose those 30 pounds, you know, last week. I loved your little bit about this new store in New York that I hope goes nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
Uniqlo?
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it's...
I know.
I had my holiday party here last night,
mm-hmm.
and one of my friends was in from Japan, and I was quizzing Shuko about it. I'm like, is it that great in Japan? And she was explaining that there it really is, like, as she put it, it's the Japanese Gap the way the Gap used to be. So it's kind of a little bit hipper, but it's basics and wearable basics.
Yeah.
And it's really affordable. I got this terrific knee-length merino wool tunic, which you could wear if you're really skinny with leggings or if you're really young and hot with bare legs and high heels. But I like to wear it over, you know, skinny jeans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with a belt to make it a little more shapely. And it was $39, and it's great.
I think I bought the same one.
Great.
I know.
Right?
Well, yeah, it's a really interesting store. It's called Uniqlo, and it's in New York
right.
City now, and hopefully will be spreading outward the way H&M has.
Yeah, I heard they're going to be opening up a bunch more stores here.
Well, let's get back to finding the right outfit. And you mentioned, of course, knowing your body, knowing what your flaws and assets are. And do you have any other ideas for us to just kind of feel better about it?
Well,
you know,
it's being realistic. It's not, you know, wanting to dress in a teenager when the rest of you doesn't. One of the things you always have to do to look young and to look fresh is to stay modern, to keep up with trends, not to necessarily be trendy, but to know when the shapes and clothing is changing and to get out of a fashion rut and to get a modern haircut and to keep your makeup up to date, not be wearing that, you know, the pink matte lipstick when everyone is wearing sort of, you know, rose-colored gloss.
Right.
Do the little touches to stay modern and do what you need to do to look great. Go to the gym, work out, take care of yourself. And there's also this new thing out, which is quite the buzz, and it's terrific, and it's called Refirm. And what it is, it's a brand new FDA-approved technology that combines multiple energies to stimulate and remodel your collagen. So what happens is your skin looks tighter and younger and smoother and revitalized, and you can get it done in a Medi Spa. So instead of just going for a facial where, you know, that hour feels great, and you smell the candles, and
right.
you know, they massage your forehead a little bit, and it's, wow, isn't it wonderful? But, you know, by tomorrow, you forgot about it. This boost your collagen up so you get long-term results. You get an immediate look when you walk out of there.
Where do I sign?
Syneron.com. But it's really wonderful, and it's easy, and it's painless, and, you know, it's not like getting a facelift, but it's, which you don't necessarily want.
No.
But it makes you feel great and look good and keeps you looking modern and healthy, and you don't have that pasty, drawn, wrinkled, saggy look of age. You just look fresh and pretty. And when you feel good and you look good, everything just kind of works much better for you and easier.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, in the absence of being able to get to this Medi Spa,
mm-hmm.
You've just worked all day and you're about to go out to this party. What can you do in the ladies' room at your office to
well,
sort of freshen up?
A little tiny makeup case.
Mm-hmm.
In it, you put in some, first of all, if you've got oily skin, you want to kind of mat down and use some blotting tissues and kind of get, a good clean slate going. And you can add just a hint of shimmer to your face. Not that iridescent sparkle, because that really works on someone very young and without any wrinkles or large pores. But some tiny, slight little shimmer, glossy shimmer. And then you might want to just take your regular makeup colors that you usually wear, but up them a bit. Maybe if you have a kind of an eggplant liner that you wear every day, put another coat of it on. Put another coat of mascara. Use an eyelash curler so your eyelashes look bigger. And make your lips a little bit stronger. So it's your same basic pretty makeup, but it's just has more impact, so it's more dramatic and looks easier for evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then beforehand, always, you know, go to the manicure, get a pedicure, make sure all of that is in gear, and maybe you just want to slip on something like a big cocktail ring that you might not really wear to a conservative office, and you take a couple of bobby pins and take your hair, and up sweeps are really hot right now. We've got a whole how-to on the site. And maybe just figure out a way to, like, quickly tease your hair up a little bit to make it full and twist it around and get kind of a sexy modern French twist, and you should be out of the ladies' room in less than 10 minutes.
That sounds absolutely perfect, that, you know, to be able to take care of that. But it's also a matter of some planning.
Yeah, it's the planning. You know what you had in the bag. You knew to bring those couple of big bobby pins with you. It's that little think ahead.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Let's move, if we could, from the makeup to the really bad idea to wear for the party. Fashion faux pas are kind of my favorites.
My favorite, all-time worst, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or Halloween, are those, like, 3D holiday sweaters with the tree on it, you know?
And the matching challis skirts.
And the little Christmas tree pin that's about a quarter of an inch big and it's on a big woman.
Yeah.
If you want to do holiday, don't go trite. Those are costumes. Those are just silly.
Mm-hmm.
Be festive in your dress, but just be a little different. You know, red and green are so Christmassy. Maybe you want to go for something like a big, bright, beautiful royal purple, which is so hot this season and unexpected, but still dramatic. So just think out of the box. You know, if you've got the little turtleneck with the Christmas trees on it, not a good thing.
No.
No. But maybe a dark red velvet blazer is, you know.
Ah, that'd be pretty.
Yeah, or just go for those rich colors, but don't go for the trite little hokey Christmassy things.
No. Sharon Haver is the editor-in-chief of FocusOnStyle.com. We're talking about the do's and don'ts for the holiday party season. One of another interesting thing on your site is the advice that you give.
Mm-hmm.
And the fashion ins and outs of hosiery.
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't know anybody in New York who wears nude pantyhose anymore. I haven't worn them since high school when I was forced to wear them with my uniform. We're talking, you know, 30 years ago since I've put them on. I love black tights. I'd wear them every day if that were the case. But, you know, is pantyhose really gone?
Well, you know, that was last season. This season, pantyhose is really hot, and it's taken over new shapes and forms. So those black tights,
mm-hmm.
those are great right now. But you don't have to wear them with black shoes. Maybe you want to wear them with, you know, the big red high-heeled shoes. So
right.
What happens is they now are the accent for your shoe, and they highlight the really dramatic shoe. Where the last time they were around, it was to lengthen your leg and wear it with a black shoe and keep
mm-hmm.
a linear line. Now it's more about impact. But sheer pantyhose, it's a tough one. They just look weird. You know, it really is a hard one. And, you know, fashionably, no one wants to wear them. But, you know, what happens if you've got spider veins and a little cellulite? You know, it may not be your best look. A self-tanner can work a bit, but... You know, maybe you want to consider wearing the kind of dress that's a little longer that you can go without hose and you don't see it, or, you know, just rethinking around it. But going without pantyhose, it's, you know, it's tough all around it. That whole bare leg, it just raises so many, you know, figure flaws, and it just, you know, it's like the battle of I've got great legs and you don't, so, oh, my God, I'm going to have to wear pants for the rest of my life. Now, you know?
Well, I always thought that the girls in Sex and the City were insane to go bare legged in New York in the winter.
Yeah,
and
look
and
at
then
their legs. I mean, if I had legs like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I realized that pantyhose really provide very little in the way of actual protection from the cold.
A teeny bit. Mostly because it's that nylon and it's just so irritating. A teeny bit. But the other thing is, you know, you have to be smart about fashion. If you're out in a blizzard, should you be wearing bare legs? I don't think so. You know, it's like, think about what's outside. And if big pantyhose and leggings are great now, so that kind of gives you the barefoot look, but your legs are covered. You know, but do you want to be wearing leggings when it's 95 degrees?
Not so much.
You know, this common sense really prevails.
Let's, in the couple of minutes that we have left, Sharon, let's take an overview. Can you give us like three or four tips of what to look for, clothing-wise, you know, what to look for makeup-wise, and in terms of just an overall fresh look for the holiday?
Yeah, I think you should get something kind of a metallic or a matte gold, not a really shiny gold, but a more of a sophisticated, muted, burnished kind of gold or steel-looking silver. That's like an instant update. Go for one of those kind of bell-shaped skirts or a fuller skirt or that kind of loose, drapey, caftan-y look so you do have a little bit of fullness. And then that full caftan-y kind of dress that looks really great with high heels, you can also belt it up as a tunic over your jeans later. So, you know, you get a double wear out of it. And get a tiny bit of sparkle. Not bold, sequiny glitter, but a little bit of fresh sparkle just to make yourself look a bit more festive, whether it's be in your makeup or maybe the blouse under your suit or just a little clutch bag or some ornament on your shoe or just something tiny, something simple, but not too much. And then when you have all the sparkle and you have all the gold, look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, is it too much? Because the look right now is, although we have all these beautiful, beautiful, luxurious, embellished looks, there still is simplicity. So, you know, if your dress is very glittery, you don't want your face to be and vice versa.
No. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for sharing your tips and your knowledge with us today. And I know I have one more party to go to, and I promise I will sparkle in all the right ways. Sharon Havers, editor-in-chief of FocusOnStyle.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
It was a pleasure.
Same here.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to meet...